The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Philosophically, we humans grasp at inventing illogical expressions when we're uncomfortable with our own prejudices. Case in point, let's examine the expression occupied territory, which came into vogue only after the State of Israel was legally created in 1948. The British who owned the territory offered land also to the Palestinians. They declined and continue to decline. They want Israel annihilated. Immediately after Israel became a state, five Arab countries in the Middle East declared war on the new Jewish state. They were all defeated in a matter of days by the little new country. That's when the expression occupied territory or occupied land came into being. Israel the victor was and is the true owner of the conquered land. But the U.S. government calls that land occupied. Is that supposed to mean that the aggressors still own that land? Another opposite case in point. During the Mexican-American War, in 1846 through 1848, the U.S. invaded a part of Mexico known as Texas, which Mexico had received from Spain along with other land in the Southwest. The U.S. won the war, took Texas and the other states in the Southwest and California. It is said that Mexico was given a token $500 million for all that land. The Mexicans have been resentful and angry since then. They want their land back, but that will never happen. Shouldn't that conquered Mexican land also be considered occupied land? Fast forward to the present situation. Jordan, a country which owned East Jerusalem in 1948, wanted all of Jerusalem shortly thereafter, so she declared war on Israel. She lost. So now Israel owns that territory. The U.S. maintains it is occupied land, and Obama forbids Israel to build houses there, even high-rise apartments, for its burgeoning citizenship. Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel has told Obama he cannot dictate to Israel about Israeli land, and therein lies the stalemate between the two democracies. I say kudos to Netanyahu for not allowing the U.S. to bully Israel. Meanwhile, the despicable U.S. media picks and chooses what it wants to expose and never mentions that Israel won all that land. It's all unfair, unjust, untrue, and Israel stands totally on its own. Please, someone explain the nonsensical expression occupied land or occupied territory, which is only used for territory won fair and square by the Jewish state of Israel after it is attacked. It's an honest issue our government refuses to recognize. For KSCO, this is Case Whirling.